Kyle Malin. He is the editor of the MIRS newsletter. You've got to go to MIRSnews.com to find out what's going on at the state capitol. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
Man, it's crazy at the capitol as folks are trying to wrap business up before the holidays hit.
Yeah, they are. We've got our last day of session today. And, you know, I don't think they're going to have to pull any all-nighters, Tony. It's kind of a change from the past. This crew, whether you like what they're doing or not, has been fairly efficient. It's been great for the sleeping. I came home at 11:30 last night. My wife was stunned. She said, "What are you doing home so early?"
All right, and hopefully you didn't find a mailman there a little early. Let's dive right into it. There were some issues yesterday that were settled, but before that, what's going to happen today?
Well, there's a few issues left to be resolved. The one I think that impacts the most people is this program that helps the poor pay their heating bills. It's called LIHEAP. And earlier this year, the Court of Appeals declared that the collection mechanism that was used through the Public Service Commission was illegal. We've been paying a certain amount on our energy bills for the past couple of years, and this money has been going to help these people, and apparently it's not legal. And so the legislature is trying to figure out how they're going to pay for this year. There's a couple ways to do it. The House wants to use some leftover welfare money. The Senate would rather use general fund. And so they're, you know, it's kind of just where are we going to get the funding from, but at the end of the day, they're going to pass it. There's also some question about judgeships. You know, the judicial resources recommendations that comes down from the state Supreme Court said, you know, we've got too many judges in this state. We think that we're overjudged by 44 local judges. And so the House and the Senate have passed, the House has passed one measure that says, okay, well, we think we can get rid of 45. Now it's over in the Senate, and there's some questions as to whether that number is way too high or not. So they got to sift through that. And then one of the other issues left outstanding is redistricting. I guess we're not done with that issue yet either. This deals with the Court of Appeals. And this is kind of interesting. You know, Snyder says that we have too many Court of Appeals judges. He'd like to reduce the number from 28 to 24. But the Republicans say, well, I don't know. We kind of like the number 28 ourselves, because that way Snyder can make the appointments to those judgeships and get more Republican-nominated judges on the Court of Appeals. So there's those issues out there left outstanding.
I know that the charter school issue was somewhat settled yesterday. There were different bills in the House and in the Senate. Once they find resolution to that, this is going to end up on the governor's desk.
Yes, actually, I think the resolution has been solved. You know, the House did make some changes to the Senate's bills on charter schools. What they did is they made it more of a phase-in as far as lifting the 150-school cap on university-sponsored charter schools. And so, but in the end, that cap is going to be lifted. They added some quality assurances that schools that are going to be established meet certain criteria so that they're providing a good education, not being a money suck for the school district. So that was put in there. And there were still some Republicans who voted no on it. But in the end, it got 58 votes, which is three more than it needed. And it did get one Democrat, Chanel Jackson from Detroit, to vote yes. That's not necessarily a surprise, since Detroit is really the reason why charter schools are hot in Michigan in the first place.
All right, and the jobless benefits bill, talk about that.
The UI bill is also going to be going to the governor, and you know the Republicans have been messing around with that bill or that law all year. We were the first in the country to reduce the state, and this is just state paid benefits from 26 weeks to 20. And you know, there's federal extensions and whatever that I know folks at home are well aware of, but we're the first to have done this. And these are more changes to the UI bill that the business community would say tries to prevent scams, people trying to take advantage of the system. But, you know, the unions would say, really, this is just trying to nickel and dime the system to the detriment of workers who are, who are trying to get benefits, but for some reason or the other, aren't able to get them. And so this, they say, makes it harder for some people to get benefits and easier for businesses to kick them off. It really kind of dives into specific situations and tries to head off things from happening. But it's just suffice to say the business community is very excited about it and the unions not so much. Even though they did get a couple wins yesterday in the bill overall, they don't like it at all.
What about the bill that would help road commission boards be dissolved?
Oh, yeah, that bill's still outstanding as well. I'm glad you mentioned it, Tony. The Senate is looking at a version right now that would make it so that in order to dissolve a county road commission, it has to go in front of the vote. It has to go in front of the people. The people have to kick them out. Currently, the House passed a bill that said, well, you only need a vote of the people if the people elect the road commissioners. Otherwise, the county commission can go ahead and dissolve the road commission. So this has a direct impact here on Ingham County, where we're talking about getting rid of our road commission. It's up to the Senate right now to decide if the county board is going to be able to have that power, or if it's going to have to be put on the ballot.
All right, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the emergency manager bills that are ongoing. Where are we with those?
Well, what it looks like right now is the Senate is poised to pass a bill today that would lay out the foundation of what happens after an emergency manager is no longer needed in the community and kind of ease that community or school district off the EM system and onto, you know, its own footing. But what this bill can also be done later is change to include what is being kind of referred to as the interim EM bill. Like, what happens if this group out in Detroit is able to gather signatures, enough signatures to suspend Public Act 4, which is the new emergency manager law? What happens? Do we revert back to the old one? Do we have no EM law at all? And if that's the case, then it kind of throws these communities and school districts into chaos, the Republicans would argue. And so that is probably going to happen to this bill, but only if there's enough signatures gathered. That group, Stand Up for Democracy, claims that they're well on their way to getting enough signatures by March, which is their deadline. They're going to have a big rally, I think it's today, to collect more signatures and get to that 162,000 threshold. They say they're 90% there, but you know, they're the only ones who have seen the signatures, so we got to take their word for it.
Do we know what the number is of the surplus that the state of Michigan has?
Yeah, you know, what we're talking about here is how much money the state has or is going to have that we didn't expect the state to have. And because the tax revenue is coming in good, because the economy is coming along a little further than we thought back in May, we're going to have an extra $500 million or so to play with, lawmakers are. And then on top of that, there's another $200 million that the state is going to have because the state departments didn't spend it all in this last fiscal year. So you add them together, and it's $700 million. Apparently, there's a number, $1.2 billion, that's floating around there. That's including money that the state expected they were going to have anyway, and we're going to start the next fiscal year with. It's kind of already built into the system. So the $700 million is kind of the unexpected Christmas gift that lawmakers and the governor are excited to have. Because it's completely a change. I mean, we're used to being in the whole $700 million, not having an extra $700 million.
All right, Kyle, before we let you go, are we going to see anything rush through in an effort for legislators to get out of town, or maybe folks trying to put something through on the sly?
Well, there's always that risk, and I think that's what we're looking for. This is the time of year that kind of stuff happens. You know, there's that last push to get through a lot of stuff, and sometimes bills get snuck through, and for this special interest group or that special interest group. That is definitely a possibility, but there's nothing directly on my radar that I can report back to you, but get me on the program on Monday or tomorrow, and maybe we'll have something to report. But we're looking for it, Tony.
All right, Kyle. Thanks so much. Kyle Malin, MIRSnews.com. Check out that website. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Hey, it's my pleasure.